let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and see what faith really is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We hope for our healing and the evidence of things not seen. When you ask God for whatever, well, I'll just tell you that when I first decided I wanted an airplane, I began to pray and ask God for an airplane. Lord, I thank you for my airplane. I don't know what you want me to have, but I need a nice one. You know, I'd like to have a twin engine. You know, I'd like to have a pressurized one. You know, God wants you to tell him exactly what you want, you know? I need something I can go in instrument weather when it's bad or raining or whatever, and a lot of fuel where I can go a long ways. So, Lord, I thank you for my beautiful airplane. Now, I'm asking him, hoping for a beautiful airplane. By faith, I'm believing that he is going to give me what I'm hoping for, an airplane. It didn't happen overnight, but a while as we went along, I started looking, and then I found one in Colorado. I had the man fly it down here, and we looked at it. We flew it. I thought, man, this is exactly what I want. And I said, well, how did I do? He said, you're a natural for this airplane. You were made for this airplane. And I said, well, praise God, I received that in the name of Jesus. And so then I said, okay, Lord, this airplane, if you don't know, 421, they cost a whole lot of money. You know, I mean, a whole lot of money. You could buy you two or three Lexuses, the finest Lexuses, for what this airplane costs. You know, they're not cheap, by no means. And so I just said, Lord, now I need the money for this airplane. And so I thank you for the money for this airplane. And so a little while later, about 1 o'clock in the morning, Cheryl's phone rang. And there was a person on the other end and said, Cheryl, I hate to call you so late at night, but I have a question that I have to have answered tonight. And Cheryl said, that's okay, Thurman. I just went to bed, so we hadn't gone to sleep yet. We just laying here talking. So she said, sure, what can we help you with? And they told us what the problem was. So we discussed it, and we give them their answer. And after we did, this person says, is there anything your ministry needs? And Cheryl said, well, Thurman, thanks. We need an airplane. And he's looking at one. And so the person said, well, what does the airplane cost? And so Cheryl told them what the airplane costs. She said, if you would like to help us, if I was going to buy a $150,000 airplane and somebody said they were going to help me with it, you know, I might expect them to send me $1,000 or $5,000. Maybe they're really rich, you know, they send me $5,000. But this lady said, okay, thank you. And so the next day fit. The next day, now this is already 1:30 in the morning, but the next day, FedEx pulled in out there with an envelope, and when we opened it, it was a check to pay cash for that airplane. Do you reckon my Heavenly Father planned for me to have a nice airplane? Yes. I mean, by faith, I got it. You see what I mean? He didn't just give us healing. I mean, anything we can believe him for, by faith, we can have. And so that's the thing about this kingdom, about faith. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I was believing for the airplane. I had even now seen the airplane, you know, but I didn't know it was going to be mine yet. But I'm believing by faith so we can fly to all these little cities. And you know how wonderful it is? Yesterday, we started teaching at 10. I thought, well, we'll probably speak till 12, and then we'll pray for people so we can easily be back at the airport by 2:30 or something like that. Won't be a problem. But I taught till 1:30 instead of 10, noon. And we answered questions, and then we prayed for people and prayed for people and prayed for people. And finally, it was 4:30 when we got to the airport. All we had to do, just get in it and take off. It turns out wonderful. If you have your own airplane, you can go right up to any time. And if you're late, you're not going to miss the flight. You know? If you're the pilot, you know, you don't have to worry about being late getting there to check your baggage. When they say, and I've done that before, well, I get there at American and I'm 28 minutes before takeoff, and they say, I'm sorry, sir, but you can't check your bag. We only allow 30 minutes. So, I mean, 28 minutes, give me a break. No, you got to do something with your bag. So I just thought, okay, so if I can fly my own airplane, I don't have to put up with that nonsense. You know, when I get there, I get there. When I go, I go. When I get home, I get home. It makes no difference. And really, I can assure you, by flying our own airplane, although we can only fly about half the speed of a jet, we got home quicker than we could have if we'd have flown a jet. So see, isn't it wonderful when you walk by faith? You know, you can really do some wonderful things by faith. But now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then let's go to Hebrews 11:6, and let's see what the Lord says about this. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We say we believe there's a God, but we really don't believe that. I mean, you can tell when people believe and when they don't believe. But I'm teaching you the truth about the kingdom of God and how it works. Let's say that I could manifest myself in the form of Jesus Christ in all of his glory. I know I can't, but let's say that when you look up here, you see me, my white hair and my brass-like feet and my white robe with my gold all over and fire coming out of my eyes, and I'm the King of kings and Lord of lords. Is that the way he's described?
Yeah,
that's exactly the way he's described in the book of Revelation. If you were to see me like that, and if I come up and I said, if you'll just come up here and let me touch you, I guarantee I will heal you. Would you say, I believe that? Sure you would. If you wouldn't, there's something really wrong with you. But Jesus told me that if you repent of your sins and I pray for you, he guarantees to heal you.
Amen.
So if I could manifest as Jesus Christ in all of his glory, like the book of Revelation, just, in fact, when John saw him, John fell on his face before the king. And I can guarantee you that would be you and me too. We would fall on our face before the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is such an awesome God. But here he is in you and me now, to each one of us that have received him as our Lord, not only just as our Savior, because lots of people never get beyond receiving Jesus as their Savior. They never make him Lord. Now you can tell those that have really made Jesus Lord because they talk about him. You know, we tell people about our Lord, right?
Amen.
We've had a meeting with our Lord, and we're not hesitant to tell others about our Lord and what he will do. But those that never go to church or just go to church rarely, only when they feel good, you know, that never pray, that every time they get a little sickness or anything, that they go to the medicine cabinet. Now, I've done that. You know, I was a Baptist deacon, you know, but I've done all these things, I'm telling you. So I'm not trying to tell you to condemn you, because I've lived everything I'm telling you. I've been there for many years of my life. I mean, every time something happened to me, when I would get down in my back, Mike, you think I would get my wife to pray over me and believe I was going to be healed? No, I'd have her drive me to the doctor's office. I mean, good grief. I didn't know what faith was. I didn't know how to make it work. I didn't know I could stand on the promises of God. I just didn't know those things. But I was a man that had made Jesus my Savior. He really was not my Lord. And he sure wasn't my healer. I had not got a hold of that. If I could have Jesus right now, and we know he's standing right here, don't we? Because he said, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, there I am in your midst. So I'm going to believe with all my heart the King is standing right here. I just can't see him. He's invisible. But he's here and he's real. And when you get to that point where you realize that he's really your Lord, he's really your Savior, you recognize him as King of kings and Lord of lords. And so with him standing right there, I can tell you what his word says, that without faith it's impossible to please him. So if I can't walk in faith, he's not going to be happy, is he? Where did I get this? I got it right out of God's word. God clearly said, but without faith it is impossible to please me, he says. For he or she that cometh to me must believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. So if you had a sickness, and that's why so many people come to this church, because they do have sicknesses or problems, and they come up here, and when I pray for them in faith, if I can get them to see the glorious Christ, they'll say, wow, I'm healed. He made me a promise. He said, if I repent, Thurman's his representative. Of course, you're his representative too. You know, I mean, any one of you can do what I do. It's not something unique that God has given me. I mean, I look at Gracie and Mike over here and think that the day that the two of them prayed for Mike's back, whenever he was just shut down, and he says, God instantly healed his back. I wasn't even there. It was just him and his wife, right?
Amen.
You see, when you're walking in the kingdom of faith, when you believe him, you get healed. You have to believe. Like Weston's problem here with terminal cancer, you know, whenever you come down with terminal cancer and you're given the diagnosis by the finest doctors, the doctors that know everything, that I'm sorry, sir, but you have stage 4 lymphoma just before death. You need chemo and radiation 1 immediately or you're going to die. And I told him, just like I tell everybody, if you will believe God and you will repent of sin. Now, this is the issue that so many people miss. We do not realize that when we sin, we go against God's word. Because God tells us as his children, we are to be sinless. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, it's all over the book. And most of us don't even think like that. But God clearly says that we as Christians are not supposed to sin at all. We are to walk holy before him. And if you have never heard that, you know, you don't even try. You just go through the day and, you know, and I mean, I see guys that, you know, go to church on Sunday and then on Monday morning, you know, they're lying to their buddies or, you know, they're cheating on their wife next week while they're out of town. And they don't understand, you know, that if they ever did pray, God ain't going to answer their prayer because they're in complete disobedience to his word. And so anyway, you have to do exactly what God says. You know, if you want to see God do wonderful things, you've got to do what God says. It, just like he says there, but without faith, it is impossible to please me. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you diligently seek the Lord, get into his word, begin to meditate on the word and do what the word says. Now, we have these issues like Mike and Gracie, since I've got them right here. He heard what he said when they agreed in prayer. How long did it take you to get healed, Mike? It was a few seconds. And his back problem, which he had had a long time when him and his lovely bride prayed over his back. And how long y'all been married? 20 years. Okay, so 20 years and y'all finally got to see a miracle. Isn't that awesome? But you've seen several since then, though, haven't you? See, that when they learned how the principles of the kingdom work, now they've learned how to pray, and you get to see regular things happen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Trust in the Word of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.